Blog Talk Radio.
Especially between the three of you guys, well, girls and guy, you will answer the questions, and you're trying to beat each other because ATAZP got some money on this, and I'm putting a new shiny $20 bill out for you guys, whoever wins this competition. A $20 bill, and we are in a recession, so please bear with me. Down anyway again, Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said 80. Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the million dollar.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
She bought it, so I really enjoyed it, and I walked up in the line. I know we had never met before in person, talked
but
to her many times.
Awesome. It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah, same here, and I'm just like I said, when you get your church, you need to let me know. And I know, hey, when you speak it in existence, you know, you speak it, it comes in existence. So I'm just saying, when you get your church, don't worry, I'm gonna know anyway. It'll be on one of these websites. I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to our church right now.
That's funny, but yeah, I truly appreciate you for that because I just thank you for that support because I was a ball of nerves, but God moves, you know.
Hot wife to be looks. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the thirst, or I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot deny.
Hold up. Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
Version. I should have sent y'all the new version, but it's cool.
Hey, I got a question. What promoted to put that dial tone all the way through there? I said, oh, my God. They done hooked the dial tone up. Now,
it was my idea because I'm like, I want people to almost find it annoying. Like, damn, I sure hear that a lot because, I mean, you hear it a lot anyway on your phone, but it's like to hear it through a song. It's like, damn.
Yeah. 20, 30 minutes. If you go on 30 minutes out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I did it, all the way through Steubenville, me and Billy Anderson drove 70 miles an hour, made it 30 minutes downtown Pittsburgh. Tri-state area where Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio meet on the river. Shoot 'em up, bang bang town. Mini Chicago is what they call it. Yeah. Death all around, and anything about ready to jump off at any time.
For real.
Yeah, and that's the place we call home.
Wow. Check and you out. Call it that with purpose.
With purpose and meaning, because my mom and dad's there. We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah. At least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us something. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please. Mr. Turner. Let's get this in the movie. For real. I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young an up-and-coming hip-hop artist to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for, too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip-hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
What greets? Really?
Never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Stuck in Atlanta, trying to drive, and the battery went out. I called you. Because back then they had car phones. We didn't have no cell phones. We used that car phone, and it was dying. It was on its last end. I said, don't hit me, because your girl is cold out. We were stuck. I said, I'm stuck on 85. I don't know where we at. It was dark out that way. Come get me. Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
ATAZP. Long intro. Normally black people don't call in on time, but I got two black brothers on the line. This is the interview with Miranda Wright, Dark Chocolate Blackwell, and we guest host. Actually being a guest and a host, Urban Blue. I got on the line Urban Blue, and I got on the other line Dark Chocolate Blackwell. Y'all say hello to the peoples.
Hey,
hello, everyone.
What's up? Just hanging in there. Thanks for having me. Chad, appreciate you inviting me to be on the show again, my brother.
It's all good. It's all good.
We've done this many times.
Dark Chocolate Blackwell, this is your second time on. Give a synopsis to the people who didn't hear you the first time. Exactly what you do, brother.
All right. Well, my name is Blackwell, hip hop artist in Florida. I do hip hop and R&B, a little bit of the old and new school that caters to the BBW and plus size women all across the world. And hope everybody likes my new music and got something new for you guys to check out.
Yo, what made you go in that direction, catering to the thick women around the world? I hear Urban Blue in the background laughing, so he probably would have asked that too. He probably want to ask, what made you decide to...
Well, to be honest with you, I did a show in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, to be honest, and I had a song called I Want a BBW, and I performed it at one of the BBW parties, and, you know, just to see what the reaction I got, and the reaction was, no pun intended, but it was huge. So I was like, okay, you know, they like my music, they like what I'm doing. I said, maybe, you know, I kept doing a couple different shows, and that's the audience I kept drawing in. And I look at it this way, because, you know, I'm from back in the day, so trying to compete with these new cats, you got to have something to catch their ear. Because, you know, what's on the radio is what everybody listens to. So I said, let me see what I can do on my end. And a lot of them liked it because it was dance, it was positive, and, you know, they liked it. It was a mixture of R&B, it was in hip-hop. I wasn't cussing in the ear for 3 minutes straight, and I went with it. I said, okay, and I use a lot of metaphors and puns, and I got the old-school hip-hop mindset where hip hop is, you know, it's about life. It's about, you know, having a, being at a party, having fun. It ain't about who's going to shoot who, how many women you got, how many guns and all that stuff. And so I did what I know about and what my preference was. And ever since then, I just stuck with it.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you, so that's your motivation of doing music, is the reaction that you get from people when you play or when you perform. So that's your real motivation of doing that style of music. Because the reason I ask, because a lot of people have a lot of different reasons of doing music and why they do it and what motivates them to do it. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like, what tribe are you from? In other words, it's almost like the Cherokee Indians, the Shoshone Indians, or whoever Indians that are out there. You know what I mean? I'm from the jazz tribe, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to figure out what motivates
right.
you. I know what motivates me. What motivates you to do the style of music that you do?
The answer to what motivates me, and I love jazz, by the way, because I grew up on jazz, but what motivated me was the reaction I got from people, and the fact that people came to me was like, there's nothing out there like what I do that, you know, isn't, you know, demeaning or, you know, the cussing and the negative part of hip-hop. And the reactions I got from people is what kept me going, because I love music. I write music all the time. But for me to get out there and perform it, I need something like what, you know, what can spark me that they'll hit that stage. And to know that people come to me and be like, hey, we like what you do, you know, it's something different. It's, you know, especially from the plus size community, they're like, hey, that's something for us. We love it. It's positive. So that's what keeps me motivated. And I mean, for the latest song that I did, I went to the studio. I did it. It was one of those ones that it was like, I'm going to see what happens with it. And I had such much of a positive feedback that I had to go back in the studio. I said, okay, I got to do a whole CD now. I said, because there's people out there that really, really like what I do. And I remember my dad always told me, he says, no matter what music you do, what age you are, if you got people that like what you do, keep doing it until there ain't nobody likes it at all. So,
well,
I still.
Now, my nephew's on Facebook, Mr. Bugs. He said, you're killing them with the BBW. I'm going to play the song Shake It. So, Urban Blue and everybody else can hear it. Go on and give an intro in it so I can play.
Okay. This is Hip Hop Artist Black World, my brand new single. You can get on iTunes. It's called Shake It Like It's Nothing. Coming to you on another Taz Productions. Hope y'all like it. Check it out.
Blackwell. Black Nation. BBW, all my plus size ladies. Shake it like it's nothing, baby. Shake it like it's nothing, baby. Shake it like it's nothing, baby.
My curves are right on. My thickness, but it's for you, is mad strong like a newborn. Get the cruise out, I need fam. Me and you go skinny dipping in my water, bad enough set. On the back, baby, you a piece. Every curve is a student. Let me teach, at least I go deeper than a masseuse. For the t-shirt, no panties like Winnie the Pooh. Look, haters throw shade on it. You like no Photoshop, Sports Illustrated. You're what God created. I thank your mom. I trust no mother, but shorty, you the bomb is on. Cap plus sizes on fleek, but it's going to hate because you chose me. We rock exclusively while others act shady. Get the country, you so hot that I call you hate.
Come on, come on. So bend it over one time, girl, shake your derriere like.
Come on, come on.
It's nothing. The way you moving that thing, making everybody jealous.
Come
like.
On.
No lie, like algebra, can you replace my ex without asking why? You brought my shine and I'm on a mission. You believe in karma, I believe in karma, suit your position. Shorty, listen, let the ratchet bitches hate on it. Out of beautiful curve, it's mother favorite. To the next level and proceed. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 9, cause I'm the one you need. Shorty, I keep it real, no doubt. Call your Wi-Fi, I've got the connection. I'm about, I'm going that route, get my point. I'm your Wiz Khalifa, you can be my joint. I appoint you in charge. Let's run this shorty, no photographer. But in the dark room, let's see what develops, baby. It's crazy, and you my pound cake. Gave me one cigarette from the noises we make.
Come on, come on, come on.
Like it's nothing, take it to the store, girl, show me something, show me something.
Come on.
Tonight, yeah. Go and let your inner bitches go loose. Come in your birthday suit, or that sex appeal boot. I'm a photographer, but I can picture me and you, so let it do what it do. I'm coffee, you my cream. Follow your line, Twitter monster, follow your dreams. Ice cream conversations, here's a scoop. So shake what your mama gave you, boo. And that's your clue, so I hope you realize. Plus size, those eyes, those thick thighs. Real talk, no lies, shorty understand. I buy your jewelry, that look good on my nightstand. I'm the man, taking you to the climax. Like UPS, I deliver to the front and back. Real facts, I wanna see you shine. Those lips look lonely, cause they need to meet mine.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
I love to put positive message, especially with what's out today. And the one reason why I kind of cater to the, like I said, plus size women and BBW women, and I went the route that I went, because it's more, like I said, I use a lot of sexy metaphors and, you know, some of her funny and stuff like that. And I've had a couple of them come to me with, they've heard, you know, other plus size, you know, guys that do plus size hip hop, I call it, and it's always something negative or it's extremely graphic. It's nothing like what I do. And they like mine because sometimes they can laugh at the little metaphors I've had. And because the whole idea came from them saying, you know, they say, I don't, you know, I'm not making fun of them. I'm just, I make them feel like they're just as sexy as skinny women are. And the little puns and stuff make them laugh. And because I've had some of them tell me, it was like, some guy tried to use that pickup line you said in your song. He goes, it made me laugh because I was like, did you hear his song? And, you know, it makes them feel good about themselves that, as I say, it's nothing, I'm not against skinny women. It's just it that kind of music, like I said, the music is what I grew up with. My preference is bigger women. And so I write about, like I said, I write what I know. And I want them to be in a different light where people see them as.
You say your preference? Oh, you say your preference is what now? I'm sorry. Make sure I heard that right.
BBW. So for me to write a song about some skinny woman, that people going to know, yeah, okay, Black, that, you know that's not you.
Okay, I got a question on the song. Who actually did the production and who was singing on the hook? Because I know that wasn't you singing, was it?
Oh, no, I wish. They tried to get me to do it, but my boy Ray Johnson out of Virginia, he actually just solicited me a song, and he says, you know, he had heard about, you know, how my song was doing pretty good, and he wanted me to hear it. So I kind of blew it off, and I finally listened to it, and I was like, okay. I said, this is, you know, it's pretty hot. And he says, why don't we work together? And so he worked from his end. He did the music and the vocals, and then I got to thank my boys here in Clearwater, Florida, at Executive Sound Studios, my boy Abel, Abel Mixed It, a.k.a. Aaron. He mixed this song, and cause when he heard it, he couldn't believe it either, because he was like, you know, a lot of people see me, and they're just like, oh, you're the producer or you're the manager. As soon as I get behind that mic, they're like, oh, wow, that's you? He goes, nah, okay. And the production he did was great. It was great, and we're working on a couple of new songs now. And like I said, a lot of my music is more club music. It's more than to get them dance, you know, get the party going. But
right.
On the other flip side of that, I make it more positive for, like, the plus side women. When they know they hear a song from Blackwell, they know they're going to dance. They're going to hear some funny lines in it, but they're going to have fun with it. So it's on a positive level.
Okay. Have you ever thought about doing the production in your studio?
Oh yeah, I've got more into doing production actually for myself more than anything. Because to be honest with you, and I mean, if you want to really get into the ball game of the entertainment business, that's really where you make your money and really where you get to create is when you do your own production.
Right.
And like I said, all the producers that send me stuff, you know, don't get me wrong, I love what you send me, but when you get to sit and create your own, it's a whole different feeling, especially when people like it. It's a totally different feeling, and I've got back into that more deeply now since these songs starting to, you know, get more attention. And so I started, you know, getting down, hitting the instruments, and be like, okay, because my next step is, you know, doing it live. Not where, you know, like I like to have a DJ and me, but I like to have a live band and to have them perform something that you wrote, you created, and you're doing it live. There's no better feeling than that.
Well, you know, when you, from my perspective, the way I approach certain things that I, you know, you have more control of your music when you're involved in all aspects of creating that music, meaning that you're the producer. In my case, I'm the producer, I'm the artist, I'm the musician, and I'm the engineer.
Right.
So, you know, and I do all that, and it's so gratifying to me. And I'm sure you feel the same way that when you put that much effort into a piece of music, it feels like a child's being born because you're involved in all aspects of creating that piece of music.
The song
Wildin' Out, I really don't even need to, I don't need no intro on it, do I? Because it speaks for itself.
Right. It's going to be in a new edition movie, and that comes out on January 24th, 25th, and 26th. And it's going to be on last night, a new edition movie. It was a collab I did with them, and I mean, it was wonderful. I had a blast. I mean, I grew up with them guys, so to have them come on and just spit 8 bars on the song, I was like, hey, you couldn't ask for nothing better.
My cousin is in that movie, matter of fact. Me and my nephew's cousin is in that movie. Right now he's on Broadway on the Hamilton version of the Broadway play in Chicago. He's in this movie, though, the new edition one that you're talking about.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, man, props to all you guys. That's great. I have to actually thank Executive Sound Studios. They're the ones that hooked me up with the contact. And, yeah, I came down and said, come on, you know, they sent me the song, and they said, go ahead and come up with something. And it was kind of like last minute. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but this is new edition. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to come up with something. To be honest with you, I came up with it on the bus going to the studio. So I was like, I'm not going to, like, you know, no, that's okay. No, I need more time. No, I'm on this. And they liked it, and I was just like, Thank you. I mean, I grew up listening to them guys, pattern the music. I write at, you know, with like them, so it was an honor.
Here we go with the song Wilder Now.
Great story.
845, I see you in the queue. I will hit you up right after this song, after we finish up with Dark Chocolate Blackwell. This is Wildin' Out.
I'm trying to get those come down, honey.
Father Now. I like that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot. That's hot. Blackwell, give your information so people can hit you up, get the music and everything else.
All right. Well, you can hit me up on ReverbNation.com/Blackwell612. You got my bio, my videos. And you can also go to SoundCloud.com/BlackNation. That's BLAKK Nation. And you can check out my latest single, Shake It Like It's Nothing, which has over 2 million hits. And you can also check me on Twitter.com/Blackwell612. And like I said, you can pick up my new singles on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Rhapsody. And thank y'all for having me on here.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, brother. Nice. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I got on the line. Miranda writes. Are you on the line? You on the line? 845.
Hey, yes, Pete, I'm here.
Hello, Miranda.
Pete, how are you?
This is TAZ, and this is also Urban Blue, who's co-hosting with me. So Urban Blue is a jazz artist, and he's on the line talking. We're both talking to you. I want you to tell everybody in Urban Blue, because I already know exactly what you do.
Okay, well, Keith, I'm Miranda Wrights, and I am an MC. And basically my goal is to just, like, spread the message, like, I feel like what hip-hop stands for, and that's peace, love, and more importantly, spreading a message that everybody can relate to.
That's good. Great. That's good. I'm going to tell you right now.
So, like, you had a positive music thing going.
I'm sorry, you broke up for a second. What'd you say?
I said, sound like you got the positive message going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like that's what it's all about, honestly.
Right. Now, Miranda, I seen you. I'm going to tell you right now. The last time I had you on the show was maybe 2012, am I correct? Way back when. And I have watched you, you know, stuff that you post, all your posts I watch. I seen a couple of videos from you, too. And there was one picture, though, where you were sitting at a desk showing some thigh with a short skirt. I said, she is popping sexiness. What's up? Now tell me, that's an album cover or something, because I think I wrote on there, that's an album cover right there, cover hit right there. So explain that picture and the things that you did with the videos, because you are popping them.
Well, thank you. Well, the picture, actually, that was to promote one of my new songs, Get Her. And that song is just very fun, and it's kind of along the lines of just, like, female empowerment and celebrating, like, the independent ladies and, you know, the men as well who appreciate that. So that actually went with that video. But then as far as all my, yeah, I've been releasing a lot of new videos and just trying to get my new music out there, and I've also been releasing a lot of different freestyles and fun things like that as well.
Yeah. So I'm going to play the song. Well, wait a minute, Urban Blue. I'm going to let you hit it after this song. I'm going to play her song, Get Her, because that's the one that picture was representing, which I was really feeling. This is the remix, correct?
Yes.
This is Get Her, Miranda Wrights.
It's a Big Her remix.
We'll be flying nonstop until the track is over.
Sun said he like a moose that he wanna get her. Samsung said he love her cause the girls will go get her. She said she not even 1% of a gold digger.
He like the gal who be a road yet yeah. He like the gal who be a mood setter. Like the chick who be front and center. In a heck, he ain't even seen the extra. Black dress, you would never guess. The way she rock beats, the way she catch a chest. Walk in the building, know she be cop. You know her at the door, love her on the block. Hit low, rockin' Lady B. Walkin' dance the night away, just the way it be. He know he feels down, love cutting position is thick as a thigh. Say she move, change your point of view. Walk on by, now he feeling blue.
Feel it?
She even do it by her touch. Mine is a killer, operated like a clutch.
Come here, girl, sunset, she like a moves, that he wanna get up. Daddy love her cause the girls will go get her. She said she not even 1% of a gold digger.
Watch your girl
Miranda get many figures.
She ain't brag, talk what she got. Sweet around the rim, margarita on the rock. Second order, only take a shot. Heard what she want, winning, cruising on a yacht. Her day, her telephone rung. When they call, they went wrong. Sun lover, what is known? So, dance on sun. She in a gold digger. She getting many figures. So we wanna go get her. Treasure, let me check her. Check her. Independent representative. Shut the scene down with the tension. She rockin', cause you know she keeps it true. What a good, what a good.
Sunset, she like a moves that he wanna get up. Damn, sunset, he love her cause the girls will go get up. She said she not even 1% of a gold digger.
Watch your girl Miranda
get many figures.
Pretty face, nice waist. It's squizzy with a fine taste. 100 proof, never chase. Hit the deck, she's an ace. Tip his hat, she ain't a cat. She's the only one that he's looking at. He's breaking rules, all the chat, man. He don't even care, he ain't even mad. She's just so clever, yo. The way she put it all together. She ain't feeling no pressure. Take a stand, she do it better. She's a needle in a haystack. You can't ever find that. Miranda Wright Club bumper. Watch the storm coming.
Sunset, he like a moves that he wanna get up. Damn, sunset, he love her cause the girls will go get up. She said she not even 1% of a gold digger.
Watch your girl Miranda get many figures.
Not even 1% of a gold digger. I feel on that. I like that. My nephew said he liked that too. That was bumping. And the style, I'm gonna tell you, the style is different from the last time that you was on the show. Am I correct?
Yeah, definitely.
So I heard you mention that you do videos. So how do you come up with the theme of your videos to coincide with the track that you do?
Well, normally I like to direct a lot of my own videos. It really comes down to what song I'm filming for. But I normally, after I have the song done, what I'll do is I kind of just sit for kind of like a while, just because I want the video to really capture the song. So then basically I sit down, think about what visually I want people to see when they think of the record, and then I write down the treatment and basically bring it to life, you know?
Oh, good.
I love...
It's like an ongoing a visual as it relates to the song that you're trying to create.
Yes. Yep.
Great.
I love the way you was changing up in your delivery and flow in that one. Like I say to everybody, when I get the song, I normally don't hear it. I download it and I put it in, and I like to hear it when the show is playing, so I haven't listened to it. But I like the way you were coming. I was like, man, the way she's saying these words, you know, I was feeling it. So you know,
thank
anybody
you. I
come,
appreciate that.
Come back and say one part of the line. I was feeling that. So who was doing the hook for you and who actually did the production on that track?
So Herb Middleton produced it, and then actually gentleman by the name of Trom Mega, he was actually on the hook on that. So that was ended up being a cool collaboration, and he has I really liked his voice, so I felt like it fit the track perfectly.
Now I'm going to go to the next song because I'm going to get these songs out the way, because like I said, I ain't heard none of them. I heard the stuff that you did in the videos, but I didn't hear the tracks that you sent me. So the song Fuse 'Em, which I wanted to play when I seen the actual title. I'm like, well, I wonder what this is about, because I like the title. So tell me about the song before I rip it.
Fuse 'Em is really fun, and the whole idea that I had for that track was just the idea of fusing, like, everybody musically, whether it was like old school, new school, everybody in between. And the whole premise was really just to have like a great time and, you know, I feel like capture what hip hop really is, and I feel like it's universal. So
okay, just spread the language,
and here we go. Fuse them.
Stop right there. New York, what's cool? Dirty Cell. Yo, I need everybody to come to the circle right now. Woo. Get down. Stop right there. Hey. Go on, drop and put your hand in the earth.
What?
It's a fact we about to fuse them all around the map. It's a fact we about to fuse them all around the map. They said flip it, we really wanna see style. They ain't ready to see the way I fuse them, child. I got the kind of flow that makes the crowd wild. Getting loud in the aisle. I got a squad, all I gotta do is say the word. They want a flavor, so I went and called her. Now we up in here, cooking, serving high plates. They want the secret, but I had to tell them no way. They know the Billy, when I hit you 60. If you call me, I can't answer cause I'm busy. Not about the drama, I'm about the studio. Kicking rhymes, walking through the door. That's to blow a fuse, bring a friend to the floor. Go on, show it out. Gotta let them know, this is where it's at. Take it all around the map. Now we rolling through, cutting deals while we laugh. Stop right there. Go and drop it, put your hand in the earth. Light a fuse to my hip hop square. We turning up, kind of leaning in my chair. Right educator, first fuser, elevator. Catch me now, watch me, yeah. Catch me now, watch me, yeah. But I'm chillin', staying now, tryna press the phone. Watch me while I do it, yeah. Haters talking trash, like blah blah blah. I ask them why they mad, like huh. On the count of three, we gon' work it by the A1. Coming on the screen like 1, 2, 3, son. Hear these birds talking like chirp, chirp, chirp. But I ain't about it, like chirp, chirp, chirp. Who should let me tell you, we don't have you twisted. Won't be with you sisters. Listen while you with me. Chopping competition like rah, rah, rah. They undercover bopping like la, la, la. You know every quarter they be looking for a trend. Laying blueprints, sitting back at my desk. Wanna know if I'm the one like yeah, yeah, yeah. Right in the system is hot, hot, hot. Light a fuse to my hip hop square. Hey. Turning up, had them leaning in my chair. Right educator, first fuser, elevator. Watch me, yeah, catch me, now, watch me, yeah, catch me, catch me, use them, catch me, now, watch me, yeah, catch me, now, use them.
That was hot. I love that song, Fusion, boy.
Thank
boy.
You.
Yeah, I like that one. Beat. Yeah, that was hot.
That beat was going, man. I was dancing in my chair.
Yeah, thank I like you. The beat on that one.
Yeah.
And actually, it was cool for that record. His name is James Cool, but he's a really he plays the violin. So that was like a really cool element to bring into the song, just because I felt like it was different. So I just wanted to shout him out real quick because he's pretty amazing. So
that was really cool. And like I said, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, nobody else ain't listening. Even Urban Blue on the line, he don't hear this. Hey, girl, you grew up. I'm loving the flow and the texture of it. I'm just like, wow, I'm feeling this for real, for real, for real. So, yeah. So I can tell you put in work and put in work and put in double time. So I'm feeling it for real.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been working hard, so I appreciate that.
Well, Taz, you know I was hitting a jazz horn on top of that, right? Me being a jazz head.
Yeah, I heard
jazz,
that too.
I'm about to put some jazz on that.
well,
yeah, there you go.
Who did the production on that too as well?
Actually, Herb Middleton, he did that track too.
Okay, so when you're in the studio picking out beats, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to put a song together for you. Who comes up with the, do you have to say so on, yeah, I like that. No, I don't like that. Yeah, I like that. Because right now, to me, I think you could flow on some opera and make it fly. So you know what I'm saying? So I want to know who does that, who makes that determination.
Oh, I do. I mean, I'm like very particular about my music and just in general, like the art. Like, it's hard for me to really even get into something, especially if it's like my project. That makes a difference too. If it's like a collaboration, it's a little something different. But I don't really even do that many collabs. But as far as just like picking out the music, I always have a say in that, just because I need to like vibe with whatever I'm creating. So
now, are you trying to learn the production in, or you just?
I definitely pick up things just from being in the studio and playing around with just different things. I would like to eventually, like, at some point, really get into the production, only because I feel like it would enhance my music as well. So at some point I would definitely like to venture into the engineering side, just because I feel like that would help me musically and enhance what I'm doing as an artist. So.
And do you write from experiences, or how do you come up with your lyrics? Is it just like the vibe of the song got you going to write your lyrics, or do you come in with a set mindset like, I want to say this on this particular song, I want to say that on this particular song? How do you come up with your lyrics?
It's more of a combination. Sometimes I just go off of, like, the vibe. Like, for example, with Fusum, that was, like, a really up-tempo, fun record. So, although, I mean, everything ends up having a concept, I feel like, when it's all finished anyway, but Fusum, like, that was a high-energy track, so I felt like it needed something fun. But then there's other records where it's like, if I am going through something at that certain time, then I'll normally write a record based around that. So I feel like it's more of like a time and place kind of thing.
Those are normally the best situations to write about, because the music and the feeling of the music comes out better when it's something that you experienced. Good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a storyteller, so I'm a writer. Of course, I wrote a comic book, so I come up with different scenarios. So I can do it both ways, write from experience, or come up and make up some altogether off the top of the head new and go subject by subject. So being versatile in your writing always helps
for a better song at all times.
Yeah,
just give me.
Definitely.
I'm just giving you pointers. I don't need to give you no pointers. I already know. You know. You know. So I already.
Yeah,
know
definitely.
You know.
I mean, I feel like too. Anytime, like I feel like that's what made the great album. You know, like I feel like you always have records on it where it's like you can tell it's from experience, but then there's a lot of, you know, tracks that just come from just different places, and I just feel like that's what makes music so great, and that's where you get your versatility from.
Knowledge of Self, which is the next track I'm going to play, which vibes in great to what we were talking about. Knowledge of Self, explain that before I rip it.
So Knowledge of Self is, I actually wrote that a while ago, but it's funny because lately I've been bringing it out a little bit more just because everything that I'm talking about is still relevant to exactly what's going on right now and just like the world and how people are feeling and thinking, but that came from more of a place of really just like getting people, not only wanting them to open up their eyes, but open up their third eye. And I just feel like something where it's like if you have intelligence and you know the power that you have in within yourself, not only can you make yourself a better person, but you can help the people around you.
Audacity, seek and pray casually, no chastity, chivalry, protection of morality, vanity distorts every true reality, brutality, a high number low in academy, national acceptance of a dumb death humanity, sinner to a cavity, type of place strategies, lack of sanity, close dimensions of fantasy, seek a code, swearing no tension skin, rapidly pushed, expansion to den, we've lost your innocence, doomed if we want to live happily, lyrical sword, double die for my family, defy laws of gravity.
Can't beat me, so join me. Peep your warning. Settlement.
Yo, this is T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P Blog Talk Radio Show, giving a shout out to my little brother, G. Wright of the Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G. Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G. Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizite. And I'll talk to you later, all Rizite.
ATACP, OCAZ, Urban Blue, guest host, Miranda Wright's on the line. I love that song too, Knowledge of Self. I'm going to tell you right now, I am so like blown away because like I said, I don't listen to the songs beforehand. I listen to them while I'm on the show and I'm feeling them. I already knew you would come through because I'm on the same vibe every time I hear something that I see you post. So I'm just blown away by the change up on the style. That's what I'm talking about right there. So you can just flip it any way you want to flip it on every song. I want you to be able to give your information to the people where they can hit you up, where they can get your music.
Okay, cool. If you guys want to check out more of my music, you can visit my website at www.misswrites.com. Twitter is at Miranda Writes MC. Instagram, Miranda _, and that's WRITES. Facebook, LPD Entertainment, YouTube, Miranda Writes, all that good stuff. Like I said, that's WRITES. And thank you guys so much for having me tonight.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Blue, you got anything to say to Miranda Writes?
Well, keep on doing the vibe you're doing. Of course, as I said, Taz, I'm always thinking, but I'm trying to incorporate some hip-hop vibes into my music, and I like the vibe that she had, and I think you're going in the right direction with the style of hip-hop that you're doing. And keep doing those positive messages.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Miranda, you know I love you, and take care. Tell your people I said what's up. And keep on rocking, girl. You a bad so-and-so. I can't say it on the air.
Thank you. One love.
Take care.
You too. Peace.
Peace out.
Well, Blue, you get to sit in the other chair now.
I
do? In the same studio.
Oh, I got to switch chairs, miss?
Yeah, because you... You ain't no co-host no more. Now you're a guest. Suddenly.
Well, thanks for having me on your show then.
Hey, tell the people, like I told everybody, tell the people, even though I know, and everybody that's heard the show before, because you've been on there, you know, quite a few times. I'm trying to think. It's been a few. More than twice.
Yeah.
More than three times.
Yeah, spread out over... A few years, I think.
Yeah. So tell the people exactly what you do.
Well, you know, I'm a producer, music lover, sometimes an artist, sometimes an engineer. But I'm really enjoying getting into the production side of things now. Being in the studio, writing a lot of different vibe and experimenting with a lot of different music styles and trying to incorporate different styles with jazz, of course. So that's basically what I do.
Now, since we've been talking music all night, I'm going to start off with the song I Know Music by Urban Blue.
Oh, you gonna start with it? Okay.
Hey, it's working into what we're talking about, but I Know Music, and then after we come back, we'll talk about it. Yeah, I want to play
this
song so bad because I like the title. I Know Music. I do too. So I never played, but I'm getting ready to play it right now. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
Down.
I got the funk that make you drunk.
What?
Hey, yo, you was rapping, dog. Wait a minute. I'm tripping because you was rapping, dog. You was rapping, dog. I was like, what? Wait a minute. And then, wait a minute. At the end, you started giving us some old Earth, Wind, and Fire. Ba-da-da-da-da. And I was like, did you really hit that note at the end? Like, it was high, dog. I mean, it was way up there.
Well,
did you
know,
hit that
in
note?
The studio, yes, I did. But in the studio, you know, with technology, you can tweak anything. All you got to do is do it and tweak it, and then you get it the way you want it to be. That's why I say, you know, a lot of times I'm on the artist side, then I jump on the engineering side, and that gives you a lot of control over your music. And that was one of the tunes that I was experimenting with and trying to incorporate not only hip-hop, but jazz, with a taste of jazz, add some rock to it, you know, to try to shape a different type of vibe that include more than one type of genre of music.
Yeah, man.
I had fun doing that too. It was great.
I see you did.
That was a little bit out of my, pardon me?
I see you did. That was a little bit out of your element, but you started rapping, dog. I was like, what? Funk to make you drunk. I said, what? We were just talking about funk.
Well, you know.
You knew I was going to come back on this, right? You knew that.
Yes. I knew that was going to get. And I knew you would like that part because you're such a hip-hop artist. And I knew when you heard me do something like that, which is out of my norm, I said, I knew Tavis was going to like that part right now. I'm crossing the line. Yeah, man. I'm always experimenting with different types of music and listening to some of the younger crowd and the direction that they're going in with music inspired me to
to do something fun like that, you know, just to say, okay, yeah. I did it.
Yeah, that was good, though. And, it was really good. That was really good.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Didn't you made it jazzy at the end by doing those ad-libs, I would call them. Ad-libs or African calls,
yeah.
as they used to call them on the Earth, Wind & Fire albums. They used to call them African calls, stuff like that. So I like that. I appreciated it all.
Great, great. Glad you liked it, man. Yeah.
And you played all the instruments as well, right?
I did everything. I wrote the tune, recorded the tune, recorded myself, produced myself, and any instrumentation that you heard on the track, I played it.
Now, what motivates you to do music? I mean, you probably got over 4 billion tracks, so what motivates you to do music?
To do music. Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I have a love for music itself. Just the art itself is something that was, I guess, instilled in me when I was growing up as a kid. And it's just something that's been with me all my life. I love performing now and in front of audiences and doing concerts and so forth, but I actually enjoy just doing music, you know, and having access to capture all my ideas. You know, I think it's truly a blessing to be able to create music, capture it whenever you feel like it, you know, not being under the stress of finding studios and finding producers and all that. I have led bands, have had bands, but now, you know, Urban Blue is me.
Right, right. Because when
right,
I first met you, you had a band when I first met
yes.
you. Long
oh,
time
yeah.
ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think we met on MySpace, am I correct?
Yes, years and years and years ago. And, yeah, we toured. We did a lot of stuff. I mean, I did a lot of jazz festivals, especially here in Atlanta. I've done a lot of things. I mean, I've done some notable things in my music career. I played with some major artists, opened up with people like Najee, performed at a jazz festival on the same stage with Herbie Hancock, T.S. Monk, and all those people. Did the jazz festival in Atlanta, actually, for three years in a row. We did that. And
what was that other group that you said you was with or performed with on stage?
Well, back in the day, the Reddings. The Reddings. I grew up with those guys down. I came from, if you remember way back, it was down in Macon, Georgia, where a group called the Allman Brothers. I'm sure everybody is familiar with the Allman Brothers band. They're a rock band, southern rock band.
Right.
So I grew up around those people, around at Capricorn Records, where Phil Walden used to be the head man down there at Capricorn Records. And the Allman Brothers were just local people to me. And I used to hang around those studios and, you know, when I was coming up. And I met so many incredible musicians, Marsha Tucker. So people look at me now and say, oh, why are you into the jazz realm when you came from a southern rock R&B background? I said, well, you know, that's where I come from. You know, when you live down south in a southern town where I came from, that's what the kind of music that was around. That was the artists that were there. And we always had a spot down in Macon, Georgia called Grant's Lounge where we'd all congregate and just have jam sessions. Greg Allman, Marsha Tucker, groups like Wet Willie, Sea Level, Eric Quincy
right.
Tate. A lot of artists, a lot of people don't know, but they're very, very well known jazz or either rock artists that came from that location. So that's my makeup. That's why you hear a lot of different styles in my music. You might hear a rock guitar here and there, or you might hear, you know, like you said, some of that Earth, Wind, and Fire type. Take six type vibes, because that's the type of music I grew up around.
Right.
And then I'm always inspired by, even to this day, you know. And now, you know, even with the hip-hop, you know, I'm music never gets old. So I'm trying to incorporate some different genres, but still trying to stay somewhat true to contemporary jazz. Yeah, not straight ahead, which I love. You know, I've been thinking about doing some straight ahead jazz on some projects of mine that I'm working on right now. So we'll see how that comes out.
Now, I hope on some of my calls I motivate you too, Kat.
So, oh yes, you do. Oh yes, you do.
So.
I mean, yeah. Matter of fact, I got the last music that you gave me. I was listening to it just this past weekend, and I'm always inspired by not only other artists, but especially people like you who I've been knowing for so long. And I know you. I've been trying to, you know, inch over into mixing jazz and hip hop. You know, and I started listening to people like you and some other artists that I like listening to as it relates to hip hop. But my only thing with hip hop is you won't ever hear me doing below ground hip hop. If I ever decide to do some hip hop, it'll be very clean or have some type of message that goes with it. Yeah, that's my style, yes.
Yeah. The song In the Storm set us up for that.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, I said, go ahead, play it, rip it, man, because that song was, oh, wow, man. One of my better tunes I ever wrote that I really took my time in writing because it was like one of your other artists that was on the show earlier. It was based on a true experience.
Right.
Or a true emotion that I had at one time. So that's what inspired that song. And it really made me take my time in composing it.
Here we go.
Loving the way you move.
I'm loving the way you move in the storm. Hey, you know I always pick up on something on this song, man. You know I do. Hey,
I was waiting. Really? I was waiting to see what you're gonna say about which foot you're gonna grab on that.
I'm loving the way you move, man. The song, hey, you took my advice for real when I was telling you you should sing more on your tracks. I'm glad you did. I'm glad
Thank you. I actually did. I remember the last time we had a conversation, you were saying, I want you to sing more. And, me not being a singer, I'm a drummer at heart, you know, that just happened to evolve into other things. But singing was not one of the things that was on my list, on my bucket list to do. But for some reason or another, I decided to take your advice and see how it turned out. And I'm glad you liked it.
My nephew had told me to sing more on my tracks, and I'm like, I can't sing a half lick. fa la 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 la, way in the back. That's about the extent of my singing. But I've sung on a couple songs too. So sometimes you got to branch out and do something that you don't want to do. You listen to it and you be going, well, it sounds all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's also an attempt to take your music, take your creations or your music to a different level. And there are a number of good singers out there. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to work with two more of my band members.
That's good.
That sang on two female vocalists that I'm getting ready to start working with, doing the project on. And I know it's going to turn out well, you know. And I can forget about the singing because these two girls can sing. Christopher.
Right.
Her and Brittany Matthews. I'm going to be working with those two young ladies, and I can't wait. I know it's going to be awesome because they're both incredible singers.
Now, you singing and putting lyrics on your song, because you only put little, you know, some hooks and stuff, but, you know, like when we was first together, you mainly just stuck to the music, just mainly, and didn't put no lyrics in there. So you writing lyrics, does that come easy for you?
Well, at first it didn't, you know, because you want to, I tell, like your other artist said, the best way to write lyrics, at least for me, is to write about some experience in life or some thought or true feeling that you had. And that, by doing that, the lyrics seem to come fairly easy because it's easy to write down, you know, something that's real, you know, versus something that you just want to just come up with a hook for something that don't mean anything. But when you come up with some lyrics or something that is true to something that's really happened to you in your life, then lyrics appear to, or seem to come fairly easy that way. Because you're telling a story, you know what I'm saying? That's basically what you're doing. So if you can tell a story, you can write the lyrics.
The song Flexin', which I think I might have heard before because I really like it. I'm getting ready to play it. So we'll talk about it after I play it. I'm gonna play it right now. This is Flexin' by Urban Blue.
Earth,
I'm not going to say anything. I love the song, though. I love the song. I'm not going to copy no lyrics out of it. I love the song, though, because I remember hearing this. You released it on Off Time. I remember it. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay.
That was me going back to my old R&B kind of days and still trying to add a little jazz flavor to it and flexing. You know, I was trying to say about how you when you first meet a girl that you kind of attracted to, and you know how guys are, we start flexing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because we like the girl, so that's what the song is about.
Right, right. So I want you to give everybody your information on how to get with you, listen to your music, Urban Blue.
Well, of course, Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Urban Blue without the E. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm pretty much on any online download store like Spotify, Reverb Nation, iTunes, you name it. I'm there. You can find my music there. CD Baby, of course. And working on the new album, coming out soon, probably around the summertime, entitled Elevate. And those two young ladies that I mentioned are going to be on that album. you can hit me up on email, urbandez@msn.com. My music is available for listening or download. And if you feel so entitled, then purchase downloads from any of the music download stores online. So that's me.
Make sure you tell them how to spell blue.
Oh, yeah. Well, matter of fact, that I'm glad you brought it up because, you know, I had that name way back, and I know that a lot of artists are adapting my spelling now. But I've been had this name for 20 plus years, but it's BLU without the E, Urban Blue. So, and I see a lot of people now adapting that name now, Blue.
I want the people to know that because, you know, some people will spell it the correct way and be like, I don't see them. Well, you didn't spell it right. It's B-L-U,
yeah.
Blue.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the story behind that name one day.
I want to thank you for coming through, co-hosting, and actually being a guest at the end. I want to thank Miranda Wrights and Dark Chocolate Blackwell for coming through, putting their stuff down. This is my one of my songs. I got a new CD getting ready to drop on January 20th. It's Black President, a continuing saga of these presidential CDs that I do. It will be dropping on January 20th, and that's the day that Donald Trump gets in office. So that's the day my CD come out.
Oh.
It's called Black President.
Okay.
I'm gonna play a song that I did. Like, man, I just did the hook. All I did was the hook. It was a rap hook. Made it up on the spot. Uh-huh. I wrote the song. This is Miss V and Ron L singing. They never met each other, but they're both singing on the song. This song is called Last Time. The Last Time.
The Last Time. Okay.
And I'll see y'all next week. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The last time. Yeah. Every time I look in your eyes, I want you to be with me. And I know this can't happen. The love that I have for you. So tonight, let's make it right. Make love until the sun comes up, yeah. You will feel how happy it is for me to love you, to love you true, yeah.
Last time, sip wine with a dime, so fine, lost mine, real mine, then I walked out on you. Last time, sip wine with a dime, so fine, how can I explain my feelings are true?
I feel what you're saying, but I don't understand. You treat me like no other, baby. I need you in my life. The pain without you with me, I don't think I can go on. I just hope you change your mind, 'cause I'll be here for you, yeah, yeah.
Last time, sip wine with a dime, so fine, lost my real mind, then I walked out on you. Last time, sip wine with a dime, so fine, how can I explain my feelings are true? Last time, baby, or rocked your world, had you screaming, my girl, you know you love me too. Last time, you're looking fine, oh my Lord, I need you all, you're all in my mind. Last time, sip wine with a dime, so fine, lost my real mind.
doubt on you. Last time, sip wine with a dime. So fine, how can I explain? My feelings are true, baby. Whoa. Last time, wanna be with you. Wanna kiss you, hug you. Make you feel that you're mine forever. Last time, I see you cry and tears fall from your eyes. Whoa. I couldn't take it. Last time, so fine with a perfect dime. How can I lose my mind and walk out on you, baby? Last time, so fine, sipping wine. Whoa, how can I explain? These feelings are true.